You there?
What's going on, buddy?
Not a whole lot, man. Living
Yeah, this is different for me. So, if you want to
the
introduce yourself to the podcast, you can. My
dream.
name is Mikhail, and I'm the host of The Kickback. And here we have a guest named Lucas, an old friend of mine. Lucas, if you want to
Hey, everybody.
hi. So, what's going on in your world, man?
Oh, living the dream, brother, living the dream.
The American dream,
Yeah.
paying bills, working. It seems like they never stop, huh?
Paying bills, building.
Heck yeah, man.
Being a dad, all that kind of fun stuff.
Well, that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
Still at the current job that you told me that you're at before?
No, actually, I work for a different place now. I work on I work with farm equipment and stuff like that now. So, a little better money, and only thing you really got to worry about affecting anything is the weather.
Yeah. Rain or, falling off into a heat stroke, cardiac arrest, that'll get you every time.
Yeah, well, that's usually how it works.
You got EMS on the side or something for when,
The sad part, I am the EMS. Well, I'm not really EMS, but I'm a volunteer firefighter too, so.
got the connections,
Okay. If I fall out, everybody else is screwed.
still working on race cars or?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm
how's that
still.
going?
Yeah, it's going all right. The car's still not completely back together, but it's close. I'm running with we got a 5-car team, so
Is the season about to start back up, or has it already started, or?
it's opening night was this last Saturday, the 4th. So I'm a little behind schedule, but that's what happens when you got other more important things to do.
Yeah, and you wreck your car, or you blow a hole in the transmission.
Well, here's the funny part. No, I blew up the motor, and when I took the old motor out, the old motor had 6 holes in the block, and it destroyed the starter when it blew up.
Oh, Jesus, dude. I remember the pictures, but I couldn't remember if it was the transmission or the engine itself, so.
No, it was a motor, and it like you could only see two of the holes in the front, and then there were two up higher on the front. And then when I took the motor out, I couldn't see the other two until I got it out, and they were on the backside.
Jesus, running her a little too hard, I guess then, huh?
Yeah, well, checkers are wreckers, buddy. Let me tell you, I'm
Yeah,
gonna blow that bad boy to
man,
moon. But this new motor. Yeah,
well,
it's been an interesting little while, that's for sure.
yeah, it's been a while since the last time we talked, man. It's cool that you decided to come and join the podcast.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, heck, I think it's been almost a year since we've talked.
Yeah, it has. I know you've been keeping me updated on your car, and that's cool. But
Yeah, we don't get a whole lot of time, but every once in a while I shoot you a line or something, or see how the family's doing or whatever.
that's awesome. I mean, and it's always cool because we're some of those friends that we could just pick up where we left off and act like it's crazy.
Right. I did the thing the other day at work. I was doing something and it popped into my head, and I was like, no.
Consuela, no,
No.
Mr. Superman at home right now.
Are you Lemon Pledge Windex 230?
Dude, that's awesome. That's from so long ago.
It just popped into my head. I was doing something at work, and I was like, no.
No. Mr. McHale says no.
No. Get to my cat now.
That's awesome, dude. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been a wild ride over the last year or so, but things are going all right.
Yeah, you got your you know, bumps, speed bumps and stuff like that, but you know, one to get over it, you know.
Well, you either get over it or you get stuck, one of the two, and getting stuck really isn't an option.
Really on that, you know. Gotta get around one way or another. Have you talked to Jim lately, or?
Let's see. The last time I talked to Jim was probably – it's probably – I mean, we shoot a line back and forth to each other every once in a while on Facebook too, but I knew him and the girl he's seeing, they moved up to Michigan, and they're doing all right from what I understand. So
that's awesome, dude. I'll have to shoot him a text or something, you know. I wonder if he's still into airsoft or –
I don't know if he's still doing the airsoft thing or not. I know he still puts posts and stuff up on Facebook every once in a while, you know, doing that stuff, you know, about doing it. I don't know that if he's actually doing it or not, you know. A lot of that just, like I said, it's kind of one of those things like you and I, we're all so busy. It's pretty much just a line here or there on Facebook. Make sure everybody's doing okay.
Make sure everybody's breathing and, you know, everything's going all well. You know.
Did you wake up this morning?
Hey, did you poop today?
Right.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude. You know. But
yeah, it's been crazy, you know. Yeah. It's weird to think that I have an adult child now, which is really strange. Yeah. Still kind of coming to grips with that. it's going all right. It's a little different. I will tell you this, from one dad to another, you know, you will learn when they hit that point, you're going to be like, wait, this isn't even right. Cause I mean, my kids are all spread out so far apart that, well, not all of them, but most of them, there's at least a good gap between them, and she's the oldest, so now she's an adult, and it's kind of weird.
Yeah, I bet, man. I know my daughter, she's just starting to walk around, and you know, she jibber jabbering and stuff, but you know, it's been a great experience so far, you know. But I mean, that's not that great to where, you know, I would say I'd have another one yet, but I mean, you know, it's been a pretty cool experience. You know,
it is. It's definitely a cool experience to watch them grow and learn. I mean, you know, it creates, you know, it creates a whole, like, I can't have a bad day. I have a 6-year-old to come home to every day. You know, I can't have
I know
a bad
what you
day.
Mean. You just look at them and they're so innocent, you know, and they want to play and have fun. I know what you mean.
You know, it's one of those things, you know, you just, as a dad, you just kind of step back and look and you're like, wow. But yeah, I think that's the hard part for me is, you know, her being an adult and she's so much like I am as far as her, just her viewpoint on the world and the things going on in the world today, that it blows my mind having a conversation with her. Cause some of the stuff that she says, it's like, wow, you know, you're only 18, but for some reason you have figured it out by now. So, I don't know. I must have done something right.
It's reassuring. You know, I don't have an 18-year-old yet, but when my daughter, she turns 18, it's going to be a pretty wild experience for me, too. So,
trust me, you can wait.
I'm not taking baby years for granted. I'll tell you that now, you know.